Good morning. Welcome to the sound show. I listened to last week's archive. I thought the show went well. It was fun to do, but it was really pretty boring to listen to. It was like I was just doing guitar effects and muttering and murmuring and muttering. So I don't know that the shows that I enjoy doing are the same shows that are actually good to listen to. Dinner. Anyway, big fight today. Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, two heavyweights in boxing. It's going to be probably around 9 o'clock tonight Pacific time by the time they get to the main fight, because there are some other fights they got to do first. So it'll be one of those things you wake up Sunday, lazily wake up, and first thing you do is check your Chromebook on your bedstand and look to see who won the fight. I didn't look to see who the favorite was. I think it's probably Fury. Okay, so for those of you that are curious, of which there are probably zero, Tyson Fury is this gypsy king. He's an Irish traveler, and he's 6'9". He's huge. And he has to cut weight, I think. I don't know what if there's weight limits in heavyweight boxing. There may not be. But anyway, he's around 270, 280 naturally. And he's fight his opponent, Deontay Wilder, is 6'7", so he's another enormous guy. And I guess kind of the wisdom, again, I'm just kind of repeating what I've heard from analysts, is that Fury is a better boxer. Like, he does the slip and move, the sweet science, etc., you know, dodging and punching and so on. It's more of a chess game. And Wilder is actually not that great a boxer, but he's got this colossal hammer of a right hand that he just knocks people out with. So it's just a matter of, can Wilder knock out Fury before Fury outpoints him or outboxes him? And I assume Fury, they fought twice before. I think once was a draw, and the second time, Fury beat Wilder. I think TKO. I don't recall that well. So I think the smart money may be on Fury. But, so anyway, something to look forward to tomorrow morning. Go check Wikipedia. That's my equivalent of watching a match, is I just go look at Wikipedia, see who won. It's very much like how I can get into like football, baseball, basketball, etc. I'm interested somewhat in knowing what team won, like, but I don't really care to watch the match, you know. And it's the same thing with boxing. I mean, it's actually kind of boring. The same thing with MMA and boxing, like just sitting there watching it. I'm interested in the coin flip, you know, just in the outcome. Maybe that makes me a bad sports fan, but I was never a sports fan growing up, but I kind of discovered mixed martial arts, and then through that, I kind of have a bigger appreciation of boxing now. I don't know. Make of it what you will. It's got tremolo. I don't normally do tremolo because I hate it. The name of the effects patch is even Dynatrem. And I assume that's coming from the pedal board. Blue Echo? No, it doesn't look like it is. It's got a squash compressor, a fuzz tone that's off, and a blue echo. And maybe it's coming from the ring mod. It's got that, I was playing with something. Maybe I'll do it for you later in the show. I was playing around with the ring mod and the drummer, And it was kind of fun. I was pretending I was a DJ, like a real DJ, like a dance floor DJ. I broke my thumbnail yesterday. It was quite a... Yeah, I mean, I don't break my nails that often. And then it's kind of... It wasn't as bad as it could have been. I still have enough nail that I can get a thumb pick on. But really, a thumbnail is supposed to be your longest of your nails. The rest of your nails are supposed to be kind of short. So I got to adapt and overcome. So you break it, then it's like, and then I went around, I was in a hurry, that's why I broke it. So I went and I did the things that I needed to do. I don't remember what exactly it was. I may have been going to the store to buy like a dessert for a family dinner or something like that. No, that can't be right. Anyway, I don't remember. I trimmed it in the shape that it needs to be. So now I just got to grow out very, very, very slowly. But I'm actually glad that it's still, that I have enough thumbnail to produce a tone. Sometimes nails break in like the worst possible way where they just break right along the quick and right along the picking. The way I do nails normally is I do one portion of them is longer than the other. They're kind of ramp shaped. And I thought I had discovered that this was bad, that it actually produces a better tone to have them flat, kind of flat edged. But I've kind of reneged on that, and I like to have them the way I used to. So I made two new musical things. Well, one of them was old. One of them was the I Like Wix, I Hate Wix song. So I republished that. I published it on my site. And I sent out one of my stupid group emails that I always feel weird about sending out to people. And then I also published that classical-esque thing. And I titled it. I titled it Roller Skate Canon in C. Don't ask me why. But I guess I can play that for you. Play Roller Skate Canon and see. And I can just navigate to my website and play it from there. That's probably the easiest way to do it. So, 3 minutes and 18 seconds duration. Created in 2021. Harpsichord, electric bass, slow attack organ, a.k.a. the Belen Experience, and drum machine. I should turn down my guitar here. Maybe I'll even turn to my vocal mic. So, okay, here's Roller Skate Canon and C. Roller Skate Cannon in C. The C. Yep, sure was. In C. Can't fool the set of pitches of Western music. Can't fool the 440. I'm not going to play I Like Wicks again because it's already, that's been played to death. It's been overplayed on SDF. But anywho, what else should I talk about today? I don't know. I could turn on Skype and see if SMJ is around. SMJ Stephen Milhouse Jones. I forget his, I always forget his middle name. Okay. I can't find Skype on my computer because I'm a tard. So I got to go to the, I do command space bar and just type Skype because I'm just bad at futzing through graphical stuff. Doesn't look like he's around. That's cool. I can go through my Skype contacts. Brad Beck. I think, that's he. I used to talk to him. He's an old SDFer from like 2000, early 2000s. Code Pie is around. DJ Zeptar is around. He says he'll be right back. I'm sure he'd be willing to talk. There's the Echo Sound Test. Oh, Gascon Hart is there, but he's got a little clock next to his name. So, and I think that's about it. So, I think I will quit Skype and say, I tried, baby. I tried. Or no, I'll leave it up. I'll leave Skype up, and I'll just accept the potential event out of my control. Like, you know, I just don't like to be interrupted. You know, I like to control everything because I'm a little fucker. I guess I can play around with the Logic Pro thing I told you about that I teased you with. Oh, I think hopefully I can keep my guitar effect running because I'm going through Logic Pro as opposed to going through a guitar rig. That's my new thing that I do. Okay. Maximize the window. I memorized a new command and I just don't quite trust my memory yet. I've got this program called Magnet that will shift your windows around your screen. Like there's a key command to put it, go to the full right side, another for the full left side, the lower right quadrant, etc. And there's one for maximizing the window, which I sometimes like to do. Like there's like when you maximize a window with the maximize button, it'll get rid of the menu bars. But sometimes I want to have the menu the screen be full size or the window be full size, but still have like normal menu functionality. So it's kind of useful. So that's what I did with Logic Pro here. Okay, let's see. If I do a new track, will it ruin everything? Okay, let's test it out. No, I can still hear my guitar. Okay, so this is the drummer. And I'm going to use my modern hip-hop Anton, which is the beat that I like the best. And let me put in a ring shifter now. Well, first of all, I'm going to turn off all these stupid auto filter and channel EQ. They have so many, I don't know. It's just, this is kind of my smirking, I know best, I know better than the experts kind of vaccine denial, flat earther kind of tendencies coming out here. But I often don't hear a difference when they have these subtle effects planted in. So it's like the first thing I do is turn off all their effects and just say, ha ha, these are just taking up processing power. They don't really make a difference. Emperor has no clothes, I know best. So it's kind of a retarded intellectual tendency, but I do it anyway because fuck you! I kill you. Sorry. Okay, so let me do a modulation, ring shifter, stereo. Gotta have stereo, baby. It's gotta be stereo for some reason. Okay. Well, first of all, let's turn it off and we'll play the Dez beat. Not the Dez, Anton beat. Have a nice little beat. Let's turn it on. So I'm just messing with the ring shift dial, the frequency dial. If I turn the feedback down a bit, it'll stop that. And one of the most fun things here is a synced delay. You can kind of get this weird dub effect if you put it on the right setting. I think that's it. The eighth note triplet. Or 16th note dot. I don't know, it's a little funky. Do we dare put in an instrument track? Do a software instrument and put in the, if I remember the name, analog ARP. Classic analog ARP. Oh, it's so nice when you remember things. Memory is a great tool when it works properly. It saves a lot of time. Turn up the LFO, whatever that does. Make the delay more funky. I can play one note on the guitar. Oh, I got a sustain pedal, if I can find it. I think the guitar is working. I think that's just the sound of it on the mic. Okay. Gonna drive me crazy. Anyway. So I've been playing with that lately. Just having fun twisting knobs. So that's the ring mod. It's called the ring shifter. And it's like, that's what I was playing with the whole time last time. And then I realized it kind of works better with beats. And I'm just using the Logic Pro drummer. Yeah, because I'm lazy. Maybe that was just so loud, I didn't hear the guitar. Yeah, it turns off the guitar for some reason. I can't get it to sound when the drummer's playing. Yeah. That's frustrating. But why? But why won't it work? Let's try record. Let's try if I record. Maybe. Yeah, okay. Now I can do my sustain pedal. Let's do it in E. The sustain pedal ran out of steam. Ran out of steam again. Okay, put a stop to this. And Logic Pro has been recording takes. It thinks I'm doing this on purpose, and it's recording different every time it loops back over this little section that I've told it to repeat. It does a different take for the guitar, so it's recording everything. So if I did this like for an hour, it'd probably fill up my hard drive. Anyway, yeah, bah, humbug, Dynatrim. Let's just play with effects, baby. Recording, yeah, well, it was doing something, yeah. Poop. So you guys gonna watch the boxing match? Or are you at least gonna wake up when I do on Sunday and check to see who won? Deontay Wilder or Tyson Fury? Two giants. So I watched the press conference of it, and they were just yelling at each other the whole time. I guess Muhammad Ali was the one that really started the trash talking thing. And it's been going on strong. Not everyone does it. Some fighters just are not into it. But for the ones that do it, it seems to help the sales. So I think it's not going anywhere. For those people that think it's an affront, not professional, it should be a respectful sport or whatever. Headlines are today. Might be something. I think I remember doing that once, and it didn't go terribly. Let's stick to the world headlines. China's president vows peaceful reunification with Taiwan. Is that this kind of interesting? I don't know what's going to happen there. I think the government in Taiwan is just as old as the government in the PRC. So they both have a equal, like, sort of a claim to their existence. Like, it all started with that big civil war, or whatever it was, way back when, when the nationalists and Chiang Kai-shek fled to Taiwan. I think I'm getting my history right there. So I think they're I think maybe even the Chiang Kai-shek nationalist Taiwanian people may even be older, slightly older, than the People's Republic of China, than the Then the dreaded CCP, the Communist Party of China. They get so much flack these days. I, for one, welcome our new Chinese communist overlords. So, I don't know. I think it's just going to be saber rattling, and maybe they'll. I don't know what possibly could be done diplomatically to make people happy, though. At this point, I think it's maybe it'll just calm down, and then they'll just stop and just kind of forget about it and move on with their lives as they have been doing for the past X years. When did that whole thing happen? Like in the '50s? I think it might have been in the '50s. It's kind of this uneasy situation that just they tend to forget exists. But anyway, so he vows a peaceful reunification with Taiwan. And this is a slightly new situation because we got this new president for life, Xi Jinping. So who knows what he's going to do? Because he's in there five ever. Okay, next headline. Facebook is biased against facts, says Nobel Prize winner. What is that fucking noise? Hold on. Oh, I think it's just Jim talking on the phone. Anyway, so yeah, Facebook has been in the news lately. It all started with this outage. There was an outage for Facebook, which though I thought that was kind of hilarious. Like it made the headlines that Facebook was out for 6 hours. Like, oh, SDF is out for 6 hours. It doesn't make the news. God damn it. And then there was some whistleblower, some woman. And I thought it was a little bit silly. Like she said they prioritize profits over people, their welfare. And it's like, no shit. It's a corporation. I think I've heard this. I haven't really checked up on it. I don't know much about it. But I think corporations are legally obliged to make as much profit as they can at all times within legal means. Like for the sake of their share, like if they're not doing that, if they're not trying to make a profit, like the board of directors can vote out the CEO or something like that. I don't know much about that, but I think that those laws are there. So it's kind of like, of course, they're prioritizing profits. They're a corporation. Like what are you expecting exactly? But anyway, biased against facts. So yeah, that's like the every corporation is basically this monster that tries to make as much money as possible. Then they've got a PR department that's dedicated to convincing you that this is not the case. So basically everything a corporation puts out is a lie. Next, Lebanon left without power for days after a state-run grid collapses. Well, that sucks for Lebanon. I was trying to think. I think Lebanon had been in the news recently, but I get it mixed up with Jordan. Anyway, next one. Volcanic lava in Spain's La Palma engulfs more houses, land. Volcanic eruptions. I wonder if those are on the increase. It's sort of like this doom scenario, like where all these biblical prophecies are coming to fruition. There were locusts recently. I remember. Yeah, it was kind of weird. Like they had everything. They had locusts. We have plague, and then fire, brimstone. So I don't know. Maybe this is just part of it. But I don't know. It's hard to say. I think SMJ was commenting on this actually. Is that we've got so much pervasive media now that it's hard to know if things really are worse, quote unquote, or there's more stuff going on now than there was before. Or it's just that there's so much reporting and everyone is so in tune with every little thing that it just seems that way. And I'm inclined to think that's probably the case. That really things haven't changed that much in a fundamental way. It's more just like there's so much media consumption these days. So, and a lot of anxiety. That's the disease du jour is anxiety. Reduce your anxiety. Okay. The Pope will not lead climate conference delegation in Glasgow, the Vatican confirms. I didn't know he was supposed to lead a climate conference delegation in Glasgow. The only thing I think of with Glasgow is there was this gay site, like a LGBT culture site called Glasgay. So I always think Glasgay when I see Glasgow. It's probably not optimal in terms of what you should be thinking of with Glasgow. So I guess there are two big cities in Scotland, Glasgow and Edinburgh. And I think Glasgow has got a little bit more going on than Edinburgh. Probably they would comment about that and angrily if they heard it. The Edinburghians, I don't know how you say that. So anyway, I remember there was one SDFer from Scotland that I used to talk to quite a bit. It was named as DJM62. And he went to Cambridge, and he was a real smart guy. And so I used to talk to him on AOL Instant Messenger on AIM back when that was the thing. It's funny, all these protocols just die. It's like, you know, I guess it started out ICQ, I think, was probably the oldest. And then AIM came along, then MSN Messenger, then Google Chat kind of like took that over. But I don't do, I find Google Chat to be incredibly distracting and just really unpleasant. Like when I'm doing my email, I don't want to have the threat of somebody sending me an instant message. So I signed out of that. I don't have it open. And there was also this funny thing with Google Chat where it would keep like the people that I talked to once in my life. Like there was this one girl I went on one date with in Washington, D.C. And she was at the top of my list of contacts with a little green dot next to her name. And I couldn't get rid of her. Like, and I didn't want to block her because it's like, yeah, that seems overly aggressive. And it was just very weird that Google chose to shove her in my face for fucking years. So I finally resolved it, but I just don't sign into Google Chat anymore. That wasn't the only reason, but it was one of the straws that were slowly breaking my camel back. Anyway, well, let me see if I can pronounce this. Lakhimpur Kheri violence. Union Minister's son Ashish Mishra appears before UP police. Now that's an Indian story, so I have no comment on that because I don't even know what they're talking. I don't know what these things are. I don't know what the UP is. I don't know who Ashish Mishra is. I don't know what Lakhimpur Kheri violence is. I don't know what the Union Minister is. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know anything about that. So anyway, Banisadr, is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. Iran's first president after 1979 revolution dies. So, RIP obituary. Okay, this is all world news. So some of these are going to be kind of not that interesting to the ethnocentric American mind. Let's go to U.S. USA. 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 There we go. Trump, 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 Trump. All we know is Trump. Former Trump aide Dan Scavino served January 6th committee subpoena after struggle to locate him. So more drama. More January 6th drama. Ooh. Does anyone really understand the debt limit thing? I don't know why it keeps coming up every year. It seems like a kind of a weird flaw in the system. I don't know. Maybe it's mostly just saber rattling kind of a thing where the Republicans can demonstrate that they're fiscally conservative and the Democrats like, no, we got to tax and spend. I don't know. But yeah, it seems odd that it comes up like seemingly like pretty regularly. And it's like supposed to be some kind of crisis where like, I think the government did shut down, but I didn't notice. You know, I was in California and nothing happened to me. I don't know. Maybe if you live in D.C., then it's like the metros are a little less crowded during rush hour. I don't know. Oh, here's something related to me. Newsom, famous California governor. Newsom signs bill requiring California public schools to provide menstrual products. Well, I understand that. Okay, so I guess people are going to shake their fist and go, government overreach. And right below it, it says, California becomes first state to require ethnic studies for high school graduation. That reminds me of that critical race theory thing that has just been stirring up all this controversy. And apparently, I guess the red suit conservative types really don't like critical race theory, and they're passing laws against the teaching of critical race theory. And I guess the essence of it is kind of like institutional racism, like sort of, and from there, I guess it's not a far step to go to the United States is sort of founded on racism. It has been racist since the beginning, which is kind of true. So maybe they don't want that out. I don't know. Thank you. two parents guilty in college admissions cheating scandal. Who's that late? She was on Full House. Lori Loughlin or Loughlin or something. She played, I guess, Becky, I think. She was John Stamos's wife on Full House. She got into trouble, I don't know, maybe a couple years ago or a year ago or something for doing some college admission type thing. Like she, I don't know, somehow managed to sneak her kids into college using her wealth or something like that. So she, I think she may have actually have gone to jail. Is that possible? There was a verdict against her and there was some kind of consequences that were non-trivial. There were non-trivial consequences for Lori Loughlin. I guess McLaughlin, like the McLaughlin group. I don't know. Pronunciation. It can kill you. Russians flock to Serbia for Western-made COVID-19 vaccines. Oh, okay, so the Russian vaccine is not as good, I guess. I have the Moderna, which is the best one. I don't even need a booster, man. Cross my fingers. Knock on wood. So far, we don't need a booster for Moderna. Time remains to be seen. Maybe we will. But and then also supposedly the Moderna is the one that gave people the worst kind of reactions to it. But I didn't have any reaction whatsoever to my Moderna shots. So I don't know. Maybe I'm a placebo or something. I'm kind of, you know, they're doing a study on me. I don't know. I don't really believe that. California oil spill. Oh, yeah, big oil spill that's going to be there permanently and permanently damage the birds and this. California oil spill investigation widens as officials look for a cause of the pipeline rupture. It was me, man. It was me with a hammer and a railroad spike going tink, 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 tink. Why California's enormous oil spill won't be its last, says The Guardian. Troll journalism. Change the patch. Just play with patches. Patches. I'll make Logic Pro less huge. It doesn't take up the whole damn screen. Close this friggin' ring shifter. There. Now I got half the screen with my Google News, and I got half the screen with Logic Pro. Endless summer. I don't really like that sound, man. It's that tinny, real tinny sounding reverb. Ugh, that's that plate spring reverb that I don't care for. Just sounds like a splat. Yeah, I ain't doing nothing with that. Have a nice combo, this says. Very dry. Don't hear any reverb there at all. And it's also kind of flat. Not a lot of treble. I don't see the point of that. This is called Heavenly Tweed. Got a lot of reverb. But I don't really like the reverb that much. Live room stack. Maybe I better move back to something I liked before. Like the Dynatrim. Okay, I'll try a few more. I'll find something that I'll settle on something that I like, and then I'll go back to reading the news. Maybe. Mm-hmm. ringing tremolo. Maybe I'll reform and start liking tremolo. It's just too weird. I can't get into it. It's called Silver Dollar. Small bright combo. Running out of options here. Too much chorus. It's obstructing the pitch. Stomp it out. Studio reissue. Surfing in stereo. Ugh, too loud. Tennessee Tweed. Thick and clean, tone blender. I'm gonna go back to Dynatrim. Man. That's actually quite nice. I should have quit while I was ahead. Left. Oh my God, it's 9:49, man. I wasted a whole 50 minutes just babbling and playing the guitar, which is what I do every week. So really shouldn't be surprised. Anyway, headline. No physical signs of Brian Laundrie have yet been found in a Florida nature reserve, police say. That whole thing was just weird. Like, I remember the first day, it was the number one headline. A missing girl. I was like, you've heard of the whole white girl phenomenon, like the pretty young white girl. And it just amazes me that people can proceed through this, journalists and media reading public alike, and not just be fucking embarrassed about themselves. Because this is a bullshit article. This is a bullshit story. This is a missing person, and it's taken over the headlines because it's like this pretty, very friendly looking white girl. The only reason I know that is because my aunt told me about it. I kind of deliberately avoid these things. I deliberately avoid stories about it, but I just find it like, it kind of makes me wallow in my own moral superiority. Like, you know, like I kind of can't believe. And I'm a little bit surprised that there aren't a slew of articles about how stupid this whole thing is and how it's just reflective of like bad journalism and the pretty white girl syndrome and all this stuff. Anyway, Brian Landry or Laundrie. and she had a cute name too. I think that was part of it. Gabby Petito. Everyone likes the sound of Gabby Petito. Well, she's petite. She's chattery and she's petite. Gabby Petito. And Brian Laundrie. Just a funny name. So anyway, it's all bullshit. I'm better than everyone. Okay. U.S. and Taliban to hold first talks since Afghanistan withdrawal. Did you guys hear about the whole Tally-Chad thing? Like the sort of the Pepe community, like the 4chan kind of alt-right Pepe people were calling the Taliban the Tally-Chads because they, you know, they oppress women in the way that the 4chan alt-right crowd wants to do. So I don't know. That was kind of amusing in a horrible way, let's just say. Tally Chad. Happy to have found a tremolo that I like. So I press play. Thank you. That's my song. It's my rock and roll song. All it needs is lyrics. Too bad I didn't record it. Oh well. I may record it later and sing some lyrics. I can sing about the California oil spill or about Gabby Petito. I can make a song about Gabby Petito. All right. Gabby Petito, Tally Chad. A gunman shot and killed during downtown high. That reminds me, there was another school shooting in Texas. So yeah, more school shootings. But the guy got released on bail and there was some uproar over that. And I guess it turned out that he was being bullied and it was like a revenge type shooting against one person and some straight people got hit. So it wasn't quite the same thing. But then people started saying, well, he's black. The shooter was black and it didn't fit the media narrative of like the white school shooter. So just a lot of just back and forth, blah-de-blah. And I suppose his release had his bail rather than being, you know, no bail possible. Had more to do with the circumstances of he was being bullied and he shot, you know, at his abuser. That's the way I understand it. And maybe he just kind of kept shooting or there were like, you know, bystanders. I was kind of fuzzy on that. I only read internet comments. I don't read the actual article. So I'm a piece of shit. Anyway, Kristen Sinema has rankled fellow Democrats. But will it matter in her home state of Arizona? Who gives a shit? Uncertainty grows amid search for Latino toddler who disappeared from home. Oh, so it's another missing person. Well, at least it's a Latino toddler, not a pretty white girl. Right? Am I right, guys? Am I right? Search continues for missing Texas boy 3, last seen chasing dog. We have no leads, the police say. So, I don't know what his name is. Didn't say. And the headlines. So, all I read is headlines. I don't read the articles because I'm a piece of shit. Explainer. Could Facebook sue whistleblower Frances Haugen? That's right. Frances Haugen. That's her name. Good German name. Yeah. The silence of Donald Trump. How Twitter's ban is cramping his style. So my noise gate kicked in on my guitar. If I leave it alone, it's total silence. Man, I go back sometimes and I listen to my archives and I listen to them on speakers. And almost every time when I talk about some little noise that I'm hearing or that is bothering me, I can't even hear it on the speaker. So you really got to have headphones to appreciate all these sounds, man. But I don't think you do. You've heard my rant on audiophilism. Like, people can listen to music. They can listen in any way they want. They can have it in the background. They can listen on their car. You know, to give people crap about not listening in the most high fidelity way possible all the time, I think is nonsense. It's worse than Gabby Petito. Anyway. City of Wichita provides water update after advisory lifted. Fascinating. Gavin Newsom's daughter is not vaccinated despite his sweeping mandate. Oh my God. Another, that was sort of the problem with Newsom before, is that he was seen without a mask eating in some fancy establishment and people were all like, rules for thee, but not for me, or rules for me, but not for thee. I don't know. You know that George Bush, can't get fooled again. That's me. I like this patch, Dynatrem. I'm about to stick with it. I used to like Dublin Delay, but then Dublin Delay kind of got old. But let's switch back to Dublin Delay, just for old time's sake. It's kind of ugly. It's got a paper-thin kind of distortion, and it's ugly. Dynatrem is much nicer. Thank you. Got a minute and 15 seconds left. Four people die when a small plane crashes in an Atlanta area airport. I guess that's news. Four people die in a plane crash. Yeah. Big country, though. You know, what is it, 300 million? Actually, I can find out. USA population. I resisted my urge to do a natural language query. How many people are in North America? And I just typed USA population like a smart person. 329 million. That's more than I thought. I thought it was 300 million. It's been going up, going up. It was 300 million as recently as 2005. How about that? Yeah. Actually, it was 298 million in 2006, 301 million in 2007. Okay, very interesting. So it's been creeping steadily up. I wonder how big it'll be by the time I die. Bye-bye.